since 1988.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Oh my, I always say, we sit here at the crossroads of what the buzz is in all of our backyards across this great nation. And I think there's all kinds of buzz going on, but it's all over the map. And a lot of it, of course, centers with our frustration on what's happening in Washington, D.C., or I should say, what isn't happening in Washington, D.C. There's a lot of blame. There's a lot of the blame game being played, but ultimately people not stepping up and taking responsibility for things. I'll give you some examples. Solyndra and all the nonsense that's happened there. Look, Solyndra gets a guaranteed loan from our government, right, for $538 million. $538 million. And ultimately, they bomb out. They flame out in the blink of an eye. 1,000 people are out of work. And, oh, what was supposed to be so spectacular, going into the green era, trying to make it more affordable for people. Turns out that the panels and producing them in this gorgeous facility that they had for Solyndra just wasn't going to happen. And the reason it wasn't going to happen is because there were already people mass producing the panels for much cheaper, including our good friend China. So when Solyndra actually wanted even some more money, they weren't going to get it. They go belly up and all those people are out of work. And then the question becomes, well, wait a second, what did we know or not know about Solyndra? Isn't it a teeny bit odd that they had all these visits to the White House, they were making donations to the 2008 campaign, and there's too much of that. There's nobody that jumps up and says, you know what, it was just a bad beat. Yeah, we had all those photo ops, and yeah, we bragged about what was going to happen with Solyndra, and we thought that we thoroughly had gone over the financials, and we thought that in looking at the product and the viability of it, how we would be able to make that money back and pay that loan back before you knew it. And, of course, that wasn't the case. Now it boils down to, after all the thousands and thousands of pages of documents that were subpoenaed because the White House didn't want all the paper out there, just didn't want to release all the paper as the papers being poured over to try to figure out what happened with Solyndra. So finally they turn it over, and now the Energy Secretary Chu is saying, listen, this goes through my department. It had nothing to do with politics. It had to do with green energy producers, and we pushed it through. We didn't cut any corners. We liked it. That's what happened here. It had nothing to do with politics. Then you have to ask yourself, okay, so the Obama donors didn't influence Solyndra at all. There was no influence peddling here. None of the contributors to the campaign had nothing to do with that. And that's not why there was this $535 million loan guaranteed to Solyndra. And this is the first major player who at least has talked about it in Chu. And Chu chose NPR to feel free to talk about what the now bankrupt solar panel maker had to offer and why they got that loan. And then Chu has to go on the Hill on Thursday, and he'll be probed about the loan. He'll be grilled about why the taxpayers paid for Solyndra when didn't Solyndra have massive ties to Obama's 2008 campaign. Specifically, George Kaiser was a major investor in Solyndra and a major fundraiser for that campaign. Chu said, no way. It had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with who's backing the company. None of that. We had loan professionals. I don't even know if they knew any of this. all this other sort of stuff. Because when he became energy secretary, what he's saying is, I wanted to make it speedy loan guarantees to anybody who had that right renewable energy company that we thought was viable, like I said before. We were going to make that a top priority, and we were going to move fast. So we moved fast. We didn't cut corners, though. We didn't do that. So what makes you think that you can believe they didn't cut corners? Because how could they not understand that? They were concerned about cash flow right from the get-go. Think of what it would cost to produce all of the solar panels you would need. It's simple arithmetic. They say they did their homework, though. But they said they couldn't predict the plunging price of solar panels, and that's what killed the company. They had higher prices than the competitors. The competitors who were around for a while, and clearly you saw what the you could see what the prices were, so I don't understand how they didn't know those prices. And that's with me not doing very much work at all and figuring that out and figuring out when it came down the pike. But we'll see. We'll see what happens on the Hill. They'll do the little dance. And does this disappear, or does Solyndra continue to be the whitewater for President Obama as we head into 2012? There's something hanging around before we get to Turkey Day, and that's the super committee. You take six Republicans and you take six Democrats, and what do you get? Oh, I know there's a lot of punchlines flying around out there. But you don't get a consensus, apparently. You're not getting any kind of a consensus. Grover Norquist, who is like the thorn in the side of Senator Harry Reid because he's always bringing his name up, he seems to be the guy who invented the phrase anti-tax and no tax increases. He's saying he's convinced that the Democrats are planning to just blow up any possible deal in this super committee to just further push for the reelection plans of the president. That it's better. It blows up. They can blame it on the Republicans and say the Republicans wouldn't compromise. And so, you know, this is why we had to go in this direction. We tried, but it just wouldn't happen. I'll tell you what, there's going to be an axe that falls, a trigger that falls, unless somehow a miracle happens in the next couple of days. But they might be digging in. I don't see them coming out of the hole with anything. I don't see them coming out of the hole with anything. So the super committee was a lot of headlines, a lot of fluff, a lot of conversation, but really in the end, no action, because you take six Democrats, you take six Republicans, and they can't figure out a way to cut spending. I think if I took six America Tonight listeners of all kinds of different backgrounds, and we took a weekend somewhere, and we had to whittle down a budget, we're going to figure out a way to do that. We're going to figure out a way to cut out some special interests, and we're going to be able to get that down, that at least $1 trillion. Come on. Give us the books. Let us sit there and figure it out. Why can't they figure it out? What's the deal? What's the deal with the super committee? In fact, we're going to let you hear some of the sounds of the people of the super committee and what they're saying about what's happening and what's the obstacles and the problems and all that coming up round the bend here in just a moment on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Our next segment here on this hour of America Tonight, in our bad boys file, bullets in the White House, a mystery solved, and a nut arrested as a result of it. But what I want to know is, why was there a stretch of days where nobody realized what had happened? Call me crazy, but we have Secret Service, don't we? Are we protecting the people inside the White House? Nothing is 100%. You cannot lock down any situation. But don't we have cameras, 24-hour surveillance? Of course, a plane has crashed into the White House, and gates have been rammed in the past, and other things have happened. After all, they did burn down the White House at one point. Well, that was a very long, long time ago. The Super Committee. What's the Super Committee all about? You already know. I drew it up for you. The basics. Who, what, where, when, and why. We know the who, the six and the six. We know the why, geez, because we got to cut some money out. Did you know now we're up to $15 trillion with our deficit? Mm-hmm. So the meetings have been Spartan here and there on the Hill, but there's so many other things going on. There haven't been these major powwows with all of these people present. One of the more vocal, I guess, of the people involved in this committee has been Jeb Hensarling from Texas, who has trotted out before the cameras and said a couple of different things and talked about how critical the days are now, the last couple of days, really, that they have left to try to do something. He's the co-chairman, so it makes sense that he'd be one of the voices. He's saying his party, which is the Republican Party, is not going to go beyond its offer to increase tax revenue by $300 billion to cut the debt. He's saying, you know, we've gone as far as we've gone. We can go. Any penny of increased revenue is a step in the wrong direction. Static revenue is the wrong thing to do. It's surprising that they would even agree to have any kind of a tax increase. But if they don't do any kind of a debt-cutting plan, at least we know that, right, the $1.2 trillion would be forced off of the books and the automatic spending cuts that would start in 2013. So isn't that interesting? Because we're not even talking about heading into the next year. We're talking about 2013. Why? Because all of this would have to still be picked apart. So you have the Democrats who line up and say, no reductions in Medicare, none of that. Nope, we're not going to have that unless Republicans agree to massive tax revenue. So that's a wash. They also are weighing in about whether to reduce $800 billion, whether to reduce that number, because you just heard Jeb Hensarling, which I told you, the Texas congressman saying, okay, we'll do $300 billion. So now do they go to the 300? That could be what happens. That might be where they go. They might end up taking, they might take that deal. But the Republicans are saying take it or leave it, and they don't want to negotiate at all, which then the Democrats get upset about this. And, you know, it's kind of like going to one of those, it's kind of like going to one of those dances where it's called the Sadie Hawkins dance. You know where that, what they are, where the girls can ask the boys, any boy, and you're supposed to just dance no matter what, if you want to dance with her or not. They do this to kids, and when they have some of these, they're not proms, but they're pre-proms. So it is kind of like that. It's like only it's the Democrats and the Republicans, and no one's dancing together. Everyone's up against the wall. Boom, up against the wall. We're just going to say what we have to say, and then we're going to get out of the room. But we're all in different rooms, so it doesn't matter anyway. And the idea was, okay, we're going to bring this bipartisan gang together, and we're going to have something happen here. Huge. We're going to have a big deal. We might have $4 trillion. Remember they were saying that before? $4 trillion. 45 senators signed a letter calling for a bigger plan. A separate House letter got 102 signatures saying, do it. Figure it out. Go deep. They're not going deep. Doesn't look that way at all. So it may just be that automatic swing. That's why they put that in place. Because knowing that the chances of any kind of a deal were not really too good. Quickly, I'm going to let you hear a couple of the folks involved in this and some that are making statements, like Congressman Hoyer, who says, let's drill deep on this. Then Senator Mark Warner, who's talking about the fact that the world is watching and we got to do something with this debt. And finally, Congressman Mike Simpson, who talks about what we need in this whole thing.
We want the Joint Select Committee to send us a deal that is big, about $4 trillion in deficit reduction, and is accomplished through a balanced mix of reductions in mandatory expenditures and additional revenues.
Whether we like it or not, this debt and deficit debate has become, in effect, a proxy for whether our democratic institutions are up to the job in the 21st century. The whole rest of the world is watching, and the notion of what's happening in Europe and their lack of stepping up, we can't have the repeat of that here.
We all believe that it needs to do that if we're going to stabilize the debt in this country and start paying down our debt.
Yeah, start paying down our debt. We can't even agree on what we're going to cut. And we've got $15 trillion now. So somebody has to step up and be a big boy and swing the axe and start to let it bleed. Because that's what we're talking about. And all we have is a sea of red and no black. Somebody's got to figure it out. It's time to put away all the squabbles and just come up with a plan that's palatable. Something to cut this nasty deficit. Come on. Somebody can do that. Ridiculous. Let's go to Betty. Hey, Betty, how are you? What? Betty slipped away. Sorry, Betty. She's like the rest of us. She's tired of the super committee and what they have to say. Nothing but a bunch of hot air. And you look at it, and I keep drawing the same conclusions. Okay, different philosophies, I get it. You march to one drum, I march to another drum. But in the end, We're all in America. We're all taxpayers. And when you drill it down, you only have so much money to go around. We've spent an insane amount of money, like in the war situations, so much money that we'll never see war reparations, or if we do, it'll be way down the line. So we gotta make money up, just like any of us with our own household budgets, just like any of you who have carried any kind of a loan, car loan, house loan, credit card debt, any of that. You know what has to happen. Student loans. Raise your hand if you've ever had to pay off debt. Oh, my hand's up. Then it's up again, and then it's up again. And I bet all of you have had to pay something off. How did you budget? How'd you do it? How'd you manage? You mean you actually had a plan for it? You actually had to make sure you didn't go over the allotted amount? It's pretty easy. What comes in, what goes out. And that didn't happen in Washington. So now we got into this horrific situation where it's so out of control that they have got to cut the spigot off. And more than cut the spigot off, they have to cut out so much of what's been spent, or so much of what would be spent in the future now rather than later, because we're running out of time. We're running out of time, and we can't keep doing things like lift the ceiling because the government's going to shut down and we're not going to have enough money. Boy, that's all you read about. Freddie and Fannie, they need money. Oof, they're in trouble. They need money. What are you going to do? Half of the country has loans through those organizations. Banks, too big to fail. Got to lend them money. Can't let AIG go down the tubes. Can't have that happen. The Postal Service, they're in trouble. Why? Because people are relying on the Internet, other ways to get mail, not mailing things. Business have cut back on that because they've had some financial woes. So now the Postal Service is feeling it. So they either have to have money. You got to give them money. They have to have it. Or they effectively will have to shut down and fire so many people and cut out Saturday service, which they're going to have to do anyway, even if you can save them. But can you imagine, you know, the little sweet guy that drives around in the mail truck, delivers your mail, always has something nice to say, brings a magazine, the one magazine you still get or whatever, and he's not going to be having that job anymore. Why? Because people were irresponsible. People didn't plan ahead. There was no visionaries to see where everything was headed. That's all we keep hearing about. Everybody has their hand out. Everybody wants money. We don't have any more money to give. And we can't even cut, even though we're in that situation. Handouts, we don't have any money. We don't have any money for bonuses. Hang with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Well, party, and confused, because maybe you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got to hold on you.
All right, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to go to Bad Boys here on America Tonight. And boy, do we have a few of them this time around. You want to throw in your two cents on the Super Committee, really? Did you expect much of this? No. I think most of you weren't even paying attention to what the Super Committee is. It's like when you're reading, if you still are one of the five people in America that reads newspapers, maybe you look at your computer screen. If you're like me, you have 10,000 different, well, maybe 10,000 is an exaggeration, six or seven devices that you read things on. So you reach for that, and then you start to read all the nonsense about the Super Committee, and you kind of gloss over it. You're moved to other things because you only have so much time, so you're going to what you think is going to have an effect on you, on your life, and you really don't think the Super Committee is going to have much of an effect because you know probably what they're going to come out and say is, oh, automatic trigger fell. Because they couldn't come up with any kind of a plan. Yeah, that's what I think. I think that a lot of people just weren't even paying attention. Just thought it was more of the same old thing that we're getting out of Washington. The best thing the president did is when he actually took several economically schooled people. I'm going to say pretty economically schooled people. And they came up with some deep cuts, but nobody wanted to hear that because this is what happens. You have to line up so many allies in Washington. It's still about that. So you move it's a shell game. You're moving people around and you're moving. They're all moving parts. Who helped you get elected that you can push over here and then you can't put them completely out because for goodness sake, you want to get reelected. And guess what? When you're a politician in this country, you have to be a good fundraiser. Oh, yeah. And if you're not a good fundraiser, you better have the best people money can buy to help you fundraise. So you, look, you owe somebody. You owe somebody. And it, that's what happens. That's what happens. It really starts to rear its ugly head when you have to decide what to cut. That's when you can see it. And this is clearly what has happened with the super committee. I mean, come on. Without a doubt. All right, I said we were going to go to Bad Boys, so let's roll it, Donovan.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you, bad boys?
All right, you gotta love this. If you go to AmericaTonight.net, I'll be waving to you. I have like three layers on because it's freezing. And Kissmaster starts things off. He says, "I feel like I want to swear." Well, I bet you I know somebody else who wants to swear. Mike McQueary. He tops the list of bad boys. And the reason why is because he wanted his friends to believe that he did everything he could to help the kid out who was allegedly being raped by Jerry Sandusky back in 2002 in the showers. So that's not good. When that all came out, what did a lot of men think? Even women, too. Why didn't you do something to stop it? I don't know. Throw something at him. Smash him in the head. Pick up your cell phone that's in your pocket and call right in front of everybody. Call the cops. Why not do that? 2002, right? Cell phones had cameras then, too. So, regardless, McQueary, through all of his friends, tweeting them and sending them emails, it leaked out that he's saying, wait a second, he is being crucified in the court of public opinion. But that's not true, because he did try to prevent it, and he went to the cops, in fact. So guess what happens? There are too many people on this story. The State College police chief says that's not true. When 2002, I was here, he didn't do that. He didn't come forward. He didn't drive over here. He didn't do any of that. He never reported any of that to the police department, ever. We don't have it in any records. Absolutely not. He didn't do it. He didn't go over there. So he's claiming he tried to stop the former Penn State defensive coordinator, and then he contacted the police, but he didn't do any such thing. Now, here's the deal. This is his friend's fault in a way, because he was trying to not have everyone hate him, and he was getting all those death threats. And so what he did was he sent an email to a former classmate, and then a publication called The Morning Call actually printed it. So here's the thing. He made it up, it sounds like. We'll see, because now we have conflicting stories here. In the email, he said, "I did stop it. I made sure it was stopped when I left the locker room." That's what he said. He said, "Not physically, but I made sure it was stopped when I left the locker room." And he said, "No one can imagine my thoughts or wants to be in my shoes for those 30, 45 seconds. Trust me." Well, I agree with that. He was unfortunate in his timing, except for that he could save the kid. But he didn't want to be in that position. Nobody would want to be in that position. Because he also, remember, he knows Sandusky, probably likes him, has been around the football program with him, and I'm sure is in pure shock with what he's seen. Now, McQueary was supposed to, they were talking about trying to get McQueary to go on one of the television shows. CBS thought they had an interview with him, but they had just a little blurb with him where he said, you know, the process has to play out and I don't have anything else to say. So the bottom line is the police are saying, well, he didn't do it. He didn't stop it. He Well, they're not even trying to accuse him of anything. They're just saying there's no report of that. He didn't come here. He didn't do any of that kind of stuff. Nothing. He didn't announce anything, whatever. But you have to remember, McQuarrie didn't say it. McQuarrie didn't come out and say that. It was what he sent to his friends. His friend was trying to help him, and his friend accidentally put him in the middle of more problems. So, I mean, who do you believe? It's ridiculous. It's the victims here, the victims. The victims are the ones who are I think, forgotten in all of this. But they won't be for long, and trust me, there's going to be lots of lawsuits, too. Not that that can take away or erase the abuse of power in the stuff that we've been hearing with all these allegations. So, all right, here's another bad boys for you. I thought they just did this in the movies. Yes, we know that they've had border tunnels, they being people that are trying to get across, tunneling over from Mexico into the U.S. But check this out. 17 tons of marijuana seized in a cross-border town tunnel. That's what they found. Yep, one of the most significant, they call it, secret drug smuggling passages ever found on the U.S.-Mexico border. Wow, 17 tons. Wonder how long they were pushing that through. And, you know, if they did one tunnel, you know there have been other tunnels. That's the way to do it. It's not a joke when you talk about tunneling over. And where do you do it? Well, the tunnel stretched about 400 yards from warehouses in San Diego and Tijuana. That's how they did it. They linked it up. And they found the stuff inside a truck at the warehouse in the San Diego side. That's what the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement people are saying. So in Mexico, they recovered about 8 tons south of the border, and they must have worked together on this, you know, getting the dope. Check this out. The dope had labels of Captain America, Sprite, and Bud Light on it. That's what they had. That's how they identified the owners of the stuff. So now these tunnels were incredible. I saw a picture of it. They just had one photo. I'd love to see the whole thing, but they were lined with wood. They had lighting. They had ventilation. There was a show on Showtime called Weeds, and they had a thing like that where the tunnel actually led into a woman's clothing store. Well, this is the same thing. It had wood. It had ventilation. It had all the stuff. Two men were seen leaving the warehouse in a truck packed with about 3 tons of the pot. They were pulled over. They're the bad boys, the face of it anyway. So they were arrested. Cesar Beltran and Ruben Gomez each face life in prison if convicted of conspiracy to distribute marijuana. And they're going to be arraigned on Thursday. But you know what they want here? They want them to give up the big fish. Who really is this coming from? Do you know that they found 70 tunnels since 2008? 70 tunnels all over San Diego. It used to be they'd use single-engine wooden boats, and they'd have bales of marijuana. They'd take it up the Pacific coastline. And then the obvious thing is, hey, if you even go back and watch Miami Vice, they have low-flying planes that look like hang gliders, and they make quick drops. That's what they do. They just dump it real fast, and then somebody's watching for it, and they look for it. Trust me, they're going to find other ways to do it, but that's pretty interesting, huh? They're going to have to shut down yet another tunnel linking the two sides on the border. Wow. Pretty good bad boys, especially in the pot case, I think. Like I said, 70 tunnels. I think that's a lot since 2008. But there was a lot of motivation. The money, because they were going to make so much money by being able to get it back and forth across between the two sides. Hang with us.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
I bet somebody's digging a tunnel right now. Yep. Say now, what can happen if they're sneaky enough? Maybe they can go back and forth several hundred times, or however many times they can get it across, because underneath is so much easier. But they only have so much ground between San Diego and Tijuana, and anything that's built close enough in those two areas, because how long does it take to dig some of these tunnels? They want them pretty close, I would think. It'd be obvious. That's why the warehouse thing had to be pretty obvious. Think that's a possibility? Look at these warehouse on this side, warehouse on that side. I'm just thinking that, hey, we've uncovered 69 tunnels. Maybe this will be the 70th one because it looks like it could be a tunnel, right? All right, this to me is one of the more shocking stories that I've heard when it comes to security and the president. In fact, I can't believe it. I'm very surprised. I know a couple of people that are Secret Service agents. In my career, I've known a couple of people, and I know the rigmarole they go through, and especially if your detail in any way, shape, or form has to do with POTUS, has to do with protecting the president. Now, the president has been out of Washington with trips to California, then Hawaii, now in Australia, so you don't have the president or Mrs. Obama, the family in the White House, but you certainly have a slew of other people that are there that are working in the White House constantly. And so it turns out somebody decides that why not take a few shots at the White House? I mean, why not? Which is ridiculous. But okay, I'm going to do it. So I'm going to get myself in position where I can get close enough that a bullet will actually go to the executive quarters. And guess what? It's going to be stuck in the glass, but I got close enough that a bullet went to the glass, was lodged in the glass. How did nobody see that? When do you think that happened? So the man apparently who's obsessed with Barack Obama was arrested after they discovered, because they didn't know it, they discovered two bullets that hit the White House while Obama was gone. They found them. They saw the casings and came across it when they're going over inch by inch, I guess, the White House. You know how they always check the areas? One went into the window, like I said, of the living quarters of the executive mansion, but it was stopped by the ballistic glass. And they found the casings on another one, too. So they arrested 21-year-old Oscar Ramiro Ortega Hernandez. Days after reports of the shots were fired on Friday near the White House. That many days it took. There has to be better surveillance than that, right? Is it just in the movies that we have incredible surveillance? So they didn't find it until Tuesday. And then, of course, they started to track it and track gun and all that other sort of stuff. This guy Ortega was reported missing at the end of October. He was stopped by police in Arlington, Virginia, while investigating a report of somebody that looked suspicious. The police took photos of him. They didn't have any reason to arrest him. And then ultimately they linked it back to him. And they say he's had problems with mental illness and all kinds of things. And like I said, the bullet hit the glass, and the second bullet they won't say. They say it was found on the exterior of the White House, so he was certainly close enough for that to happen. And by the way, the daughters were there because the first lady and the president traveled without their two daughters, and so they would have been somewhere around there. Guess that's why you have bulletproof glass everywhere. And I'm thinking, how many times have we had the White House, people go after the White House? And a couple of times we've had that. But the last shooting, and I didn't realize this, because most of them have been planes. Remember, there was one guy that just committed suicide and did that, you know, flew into the White House, trying to fly into the White House. Well, but the last shooting happened in October 94. A Colorado guy sprayed the mansion with 27 semi-automatic rifle bullets from Pennsylvania Avenue to try to assassinate the guy who was president then, which was Bill Clinton, who was home. And the people that were outside, just people that were walking by, subdued him, and nobody was injured. And, of course, his name was Francisco Duran, and he was convicted and sentenced to 40 years in prison for that shooting. So after that happened, Pennsylvania Avenue was closed to traffic to try to help security. Now what are they going to do? That somebody else was able to come. I mean, to me, that's the question. How do you get that close? How does he get that close and they don't know it? Wow. I think that is a huge story. And here's what Lieutenant Shields had to say about some of the things that happened, including a suspicious black bag.
He was taken into custody on the basis of a United States Park Police warrant that was issued on November 13, 2011 in the Criminal Division, Superior Court of the District of Columbia, based on a shooting that occurred at the White House on November 11, 2011. As a precaution, a bomb detection canine unit was dispatched to the scene. There were no explosives detected. Mr. Ortega Hernandez is currently in the custody of the United States Secret Service and the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah, and if the other guy got 40 years, what do you think the potential is for him to get? I thought automatically if you're having any kind of an assassination attempt, so if you have bullets and you're shooting at the White House, that it would be a life situation. So I was surprised that the other guy, that's not the case, 40 years. How about that? All right, I'm going to leave you with this one, and including the fact that we've got our Pardoner Pun Thursday, so you're going to have to suffer through that. But before we get there, something else that happened on the day that's pretty significant. A state permit to carry a concealed firearm is going to be valid in almost every other state in the country under legislation that, yes, did you know that was happening? That the House passed. But here's the thing. It's the first pro-gun bill that they've taken up this year, and the first, of course, the first since Congresswoman Giffords was injured in the attack in January. And it has the NRA's backing, the National Rifle Association's backing. And it passed by a pretty big margin. The vote was 272 to 154. Only 7 Republicans voting against it and 43 Democrats supporting it. But here's the thing. Now it would have to go to the Senate, and the Senate doesn't even have it listed anywhere. And there is no parallel bill. 2 years ago, Senators John Thune of South Dakota and David Bitter of Louisiana almost got it. Succeeded in attaching another measure to a bigger bill, but it didn't happen. So under the House legislation, it's worth mentioning it, people with a concealed carry permit in one state could carry a concealed weapon in another state that gives people the right to carry them. So you wouldn't have the problems that some people have encountered because of that, where you don't have it and you carry it across and then you get in trouble, obviously. So some states have different standards for issuing permits, and only Illinois and the District of Columbia don't allow the concealed carry of weapons. They don't allow that to happen. How about that? So this goes right to the heart of the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, the way it's written a long, long time ago, that shouldn't be constrained by state boundary lines, is what Republican Lamar Smith is saying. He's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And it does bring up the whole gun thing about why shouldn't it be easy for law-abiding people to know that they are complying with the law when they carry a firearm as they travel. They're in cars or they're doing something else or whatever it is. Why shouldn't that be? But here's the thing. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. There's enough push, I think, on this in the opposite direction. Plus, it's they're not going to ever take it up in the Senate. They're not going to do that. All right, time for your pun. Here is the big payoff, and I think you're going to like this one. Really, I dug so hard for this. Let me give you the setup. I really, really did. I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. You know what? It's impossible to put down.